For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The GOP-led House this week will hold votes on competing immigration proposals, that amid rising tension and anger over the handling of immigrants at the southern border and the separation of parents and children. The federal detention facility in rural El Paso is a tent city being used to house unaccompanied minors.
There's facilities that you would see if you went to any kind of natural disaster site.
Republican Congressman Will Hurd has been inside the encampment, currently housing teenage boys.
There are 20 kids per tent. There's two adults in the room.
Congressman Hurd's district stretches across the Texas-Mexico border.
My constituents that are outraged, they should know that I'm outraged too. What's happening in Tornillo is a symptom of a larger problem.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A high-speed chase in southern Texas with a deadly conclusion. An SUV filled with undocumented immigrants was fleeing Border Patrol agents and then crashed. Ken's TV reporter, Addie Guajardo.
A high-speed chase reaching 100 miles per hour. Now, officials say the truck ran off the road and rolled over, landing in the middle of this highway. The sheriff tells us 14 people were inside this truck, two U.S. citizens, the driver and the passenger, and 12 undocumented immigrants. Four people have died at the scene, a fifth person at the hospital.
Melania Trump is pushing for bipartisan cooperation to end the separation of migrant children from their parents at the border. Here's a statement from her spokeswoman. Mrs. Trump hates to see children separated from their families and hopes both sides of the aisle can finally come together to achieve successful immigration reform. She believes we need to be a country that follows all laws, but also a country that governs with heart. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A neighborhood squabble has apparently led to the mass shooting in Trenton, New Jersey. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
One suspect was killed and the other taken into custody following an early morning shooting at a 24-hour art festival in Trenton, New Jersey. At least 20 people were injured, some critically, including a 13-year-old. This man lives nearby and talked to local station WPVI.
And all of a sudden, my brother goes to me, "You hear them gunfire?" I go, "Sounds like fireworks." He goes, "No, that's gunfire." And everybody's running down the street.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said it is investigating 78 illnesses associated with recalled Del Monte vegetable trays that were sold in five Midwest states. The FDA said on Saturday trays, which contain broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, and dill dip, were sold in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Minnesota, and Wisconsin at Quick Trip or Quick Star locations. Cases of cyclospora illnesses were linked to the trays. On June 8th, Del Monte withdrew 6-ounce and 12-ounce trays from retail market locations in Illinois and Indiana. The expiration date was June 17th or earlier. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has not posted any information about the outbreak of cyclospora illnesses. They say if you have the Del Monte products, throw them away. For USA Radio News,